depends on the agreement between the two countries. And in any case, whatever it is, it would have to go through the courts anyway. In other words, all Zimbabwe does is to approach their U.S. counterparts, and the U.S. is the one that will make the applications in the courts on behalf of this side, depending on the agreement, to extradite the person to Zimbabwe. So if it is not opposed, I'm sure it will go quickly. If it is opposed, the courts then make a decision on how it will go.
But in some cases, we are told that it can take several years for somebody to be extradited. Is that the case?
Yes, depends on whether or not it's being opposed. There could be challenges variously, and people could appeal up to the highest court in the land. And that obviously takes quite some time.
So now what?
There have been a lot of international cases that you would have had going that way. So if there is no opposition, obviously it will take much shorter time. If there is opposition, it might take a little longer. And depending how far the appeals are taken, it might also take years.
Is it going to work or not work?
Well, that's up to the courts, as I said, over there. There is nothing that should not work. It's straightforward. There's no reason why it will work or it will not work. No, it depends on the facts and how the courts look at it. But he is being brought here for a trial. A trial, it does not start from the fact that a person is guilty. It starts from the person, at least in our system, that somebody is innocent until proven guilty. So the fact that you are being asked to come for a trial does not mean you are guilty.
Any chances of a fair trial in Zimbabwe?
Generally, yes. Zimbabwe has got fairly professional courts, as far as I know.